latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Time to see what Tuesday's front pages on the UK newspapers look like. And we'll start with the Daily Mail. A moment Mick heard L. Ren was dead. L. Ren Scott's fashion business had racked up millions of pounds in debts. Accounts filed at Company's House show LS Fashion Limited had total debts of more than £5.6 million at the end of 2001. This is a tragic story and a different way of them focusing on it than any of the other papers about the tragic death of Mick Jagger's partner. Did Al-Qaeda hijack a missing plane? As the Daily Express, Al-Qaeda could be behind the disappearance of the Malaysian airliner. Note there, the word could. Equally so, they could not, depending which way you want to look at the speculation today. The Daily Mirror, again, mixed grief the moment Jagger heard girlfriend of 13 years had hanged herself. The Daily Star, the same story, moment Jagger was told of lover's suicide. Rock legend Sir Mick Jagger wept yesterday as he was told his girlfriend had died. The Daily Telegraph, again, Sir Mick Jagger was completely shocked and devastated last night. And a World Cup chief and family paid millions by Qatari firm. The Guardian, once again, covering the same Mick Jagger story, the tragedy there. PM ditches families with childcare cash is another story that they're focusing on. 2 million families will be offered up to £2,000 a year of state help per child towards the cost of care. As according to David Cameron and Nick Clegg later today. The Independent, a very interesting story about climate change. Climate change will displace hundreds of millions of people by the end of the century, increasing the risk of violent conflict and wiping trillions of dollars of the global economy. Very interesting about climate change because there's been lots of studies locally as well here in Spain, which we'll be looking at in the fullness of time. The Scotsman, we don't often look at this, but this is another rather interesting story. They are detailing the Cameron increase in childcare support, but more importantly, tributes are being paid to television cook Clarissa Dixon Wright, who died in Edinburgh at the age of 66, the second fat lady no longer with us. This was after a period of illness. She was one half of Two Fat Ladies alongside the late Jennifer Patterson, best known for their culinary tours, of course. Now, another sad story, another great loss. Much as many people may say there's too many TV cooks on TV, and I quite agree, I did actually like those nice ladies, and that's a tragedy, really. The Sun, Jagger lover found hanged, again covering that story. The Times have got the same story as well, as well as patients are shunned like parcels in the night. Talking about the NHS and the financial situation within the National Health Service. To check out all of these front pages yourself, you can check out the website www.exciteradio.com.
Excite Radio.